Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, here at North Point, we have said that 2023 is our year of
legacy.
That's right, our year of legacy. And our motto this year is live the legacy that you want to leave. Live the legacy you want to leave, because here's what we know. You cannot leave anything greater than you lived. So we must be willing to live a legacy so that we can leave a legacy. Now, make no mistake about it. Every single person in this room will leave a legacy, because everybody in this room is going to leave a story. And your legacy is simply the story that people tell about the person that you were and the difference that you made in their life and in the world. So everybody is going to leave a legacy. But here's what we've been talking about through our Design Your Legacy series, is that it's not enough just to have a desire to leave a great legacy. I believe that people want to leave a positive story. I believe that most people really do want to leave a great legacy behind, but it takes more than just want to. It takes more than just desire. It takes a design in order to leave a legacy. Now, since this is August and we are kicking off the best season of all, okay, that's not fall, people. You know, that's only a joke in Louisiana, right? There's no such thing as fall, but we are kicking off the best season of the year, football season, right? And to honor the season, come on, this is the football crowd here. I mean, they cheered, right? To honor the football season, we've been looking at some of the great football coaches, grabbing some quotes from them. And today we have another great one, a Cowboy legendary Super Bowl winning coach, Tom Landry. And this is what he said: setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and staying with that plan.
I have a quote.
You have a quote?
I have a quote.
You have a quote?
I figure if
another,
you get to have a quote.
Another football coach?
Oh, it's way better than that.
Really?
It's way better than that. One man cannot summon the future, but one man can change the present. Mr. Spock. Star Trek, boom.
Look, you can tell all the Trekkies just clapped. All four of them. They just clapped, right? They just clapped. Did you hear the shout for football? It was like a roar. The little Trekkies, they say, yeah, it's because Mr. Spock's not even real.
Take that back.
No, I will not take that back. I will not.
I just figure if you could have quotes.
Hey, Tom Landry is rolling over in his grave right now that you just compared him to Mr. Spock of Star Trek.
Well, I just figured if you could have quotes by irrelevant people, I could too. So that's all.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tom. Okay, getting back to the quote from the real person, okay, the real life quote. Setting a goal is not the main thing. What is he saying, right? What is he saying? He's saying that it's not just about desiring something. It's not about just having an aim for something. What really matters is what? How are you going to go about it and then sticking with that plan? And that's what it really means to have a design. That's why we've been looking at throughout the series a statement that says this: your intense desire to leave a legacy must be followed by an intentional design to create a legacy. It's not enough just to have an intense desire to leave something positive and something great. We need an intentional design in order to create that. Now, is desire important? Yes, desire is very important. Like I've been saying, desire starts the fire, but design takes you to the finish line. Desire is about passion. And passion is vital in our pursuit of Jesus. Passion is vital in fulfilling our purpose. Passion is vital. But what we need to know is that desire is about passion. But design is about a pattern. It's about a system. It's about a structure. It's about the building blocks that take us to create the legacy that we ultimately desire to leave behind.
And that's really what Paul is giving the early church when he writes to them in Philippians. He is giving them a design. Philippians 1:9-10 says this: I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding, for I want you to understand what really matters. Because there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really matter, like football. Anyway, for I want you to understand. No, that was a low blow. I'm sorry. That was. You guys, I love you, 1115 crowd, because stuff happens. But we want you to understand what really matters, right? Because we all know the things in our life that really matter. But this is my favorite part, is he says, I want you to understand what really matters so that you may live a pure and blameless life. You need to understand what really matters so that you can live the kind of life that is designed around what really matters. And that's what's so important, is that we need a design for what matters most. And he's telling us here that what matters most is growing in the knowledge of God. That we're supposed to grow in knowledge and understanding. And we've been breaking that down. Growing in the knowledge of God and then the understanding of ourselves as a creation of God. Because we are all created unique and different. That's right. And when we have a better understanding of God, when we have that knowledge of God, and we connect that with an understanding of how we were created, then we are better able to live on mission and live out our purpose and do the good works that were created in advance for us to do. Make no mistake, everything in your life is designed. Every family is designed. Every life is designed. Every community is designed. Every school's designed. Every business is designed. Everything is designed, but it's either designed intentionally or by default. It's either designed intentionally or by default. And design is defined this way: to plan or fashion artistically or skillfully. So we live our lives either by design or by default, right? And so it's like, all right, I can live my life in such a way that I am choosing progressively to take each area of my life and to plan it and fashion it artistically or skillfully. Or I can live by default and just go with what is usual, what is standard, what is common, or what is normal. But I really don't believe that Jesus came to just give us normal. I really don't. I don't believe that. I think that he came to show us a completely different way to live. That we would go through common and normal things, but we would go through them in a different way. That we would have lives where you hit all the touch points maybe, but we would be living them in a different way. Jesus came to give us an extraordinary and miraculous and abundant experience. And he says that so clearly.
Yeah, in John chapter 10, verse 10, right? Jesus says, hey, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, but I came so that they may have and enjoy life. Now that word life in the Greek is a word called zoe, and it means life in its entirety. So what Jesus is not saying here is I came so that you would have a good spiritual experience. He said, I came that you would have life in every area of your life, that you would be whole in every area of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, in every area, that you would experience this life that is full, this life that is abundant, and even this life that is overflowing. This is the life that Jesus came for us to have. But that kind of life, it does not just happen because we have a desire for it. And it doesn't just happen because God has a desire for us to have it. I want you to see that. We don't get it just because we have a desire for it or because God has a desire to give it to us. No, it only happens when we design our life for what he designed us for. And that is mission. I want you to hear that very clearly. It only happens when we design our life for what he designed us for. And he designed us for mission. That's why every time we get together on Sunday, we are going to say our mission. Every Sunday, we say, here in North Point, we have a mission. Everybody says, yes. And we say, and that mission is? Okay, let's say it one more time. And that mission is? That is our mission. That is our heartbeat. And it comes right from the words of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, this is what Jesus said. He said, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. Say all the nations.
All the nations.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Here's what we know. Jesus gave this mission in a time of great transition. He gave this mission in a time of great uncertainty. It is after his crucifixion and resurrection. This is right before his ascension into heaven to take his seat right next to the Father God. And here's what's happening. He is sending these disciples out into the world, into all the nations of the earth. He is sending them into places that they have never been. And he is sending them to do things that they have never, ever done.
And that's the story we see over and over again in Hebrews 11, which we call the Hall of Fame of Faith. And we've kind of been stuck there all year long talking about legacy because these people left a legacy. And they left a legacy because in times of uncertainty, they were willing to walk forward in faith. Because they were willing to go places that they had never been and to do things that they had never done. And that's just the life of faith. Is God continually asking us to do that? And it doesn't matter where you are and it doesn't matter what you're doing. He'll continue to ask you to do that. And he'll continue to ask you to walk into those things. But this is kind of our question for this morning is how do you design into the uncertainty? Okay, any Lego people out here, right? Okay, so there's two kinds of Lego people. Like, you get the box, and you read the instructions, and you follow them. Wave at me, people. Who are those people? Okay, great. Shots fired over here. Anyway, and then there are the rest of us. And we get the Legos, and we spill them all over the table. And we set the picture up and we treat it like a jigsaw puzzle, right? And we're just trying to put it together. Okay, where are y'all at? Are there a few of us? Okay, like, right. You're just like, we're going to get this done. But in either case, whichever way you kind of approach it, okay, you know what you're trying to do. You have like a picture of what it's supposed to look like, right? What do you do and how do you design when you don't know what it's going to look like? Because if we're really honest, that's what most of life is designing into uncertainty. Because you stand at an altar and you make a bunch of promises and you have no idea what those things mean. But you're going to find out. True? Or they hand you a bundle, you know, this little baby human, small little human, and they're like, you now have to take this one home. And you're like, are you sure? That feels negligent on your part. There are more checks like to buy anything, right? You can get a cell phone, like you have to go through some checks. Like you're just going to hand me this child? And you have an idea, but you don't really know what it's going to look like. But you better have a design for your marriage or for your relationship. And you better have a design for your family if you have kids. And if you've started a business, if you think that that is a Lego box experience, I specialize in startups. You are in for a rude awakening because you have no idea what it looks like. You can have a goal, you can have a vision, but at the same time, you're always designing into uncertainty because you don't know what's the market going to do and what's this going to do and how's that going to work out and what's going to happen over here. And there's just this constant uncertainty that surrounds us. And yet we know that we need to design our lives. So how do we design into the uncertainty? See, most people, when they're faced with an uncertain situation, focus on what they don't know. But as Christ followers, we are called to focus on what we do know. And there are legacies that each of us can leave no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter how uncertain they might be. And the first one is this, is the legacy of faith. The legacy of faith. We can choose in the face of uncertainty to walk by faith, to continue to be who we know that we've been called to be, to do the good work at hand. You know, I can remember when we first came here in 2013, and Philip and I were both full-time other places. And Pastor Clarissa was the only employee here. And so when we would have staff meetings on the times that in between our jobs we could have staff meetings, we would also make the maintenance person and the head of the daycare sit in on the staff meeting so that the table would feel full. You know, and I can remember those early days, there was so much uncertainty. Because it was about 11 years ago, and you know, I mean, can we do this? Like, we've never been lead pastors before. What are people going to like us? Are they going to like the fact that Philip yells at them? I mean, I don't know. Are they going to accept me and my Trekkie self? I don't know. You know, there's so much uncertainty, but you just have to show up one more time, and you just show up again, and you just keep showing up. And you just keep walking by faith. I remember when COVID hit. Anybody remember March of 2020? Or if you like black that out of your memory. Anyway, you're just like, what? Anybody remember when we thought COVID was going to last 2 weeks? That was fun. Anyway, so we're at the beginning. I remember we were at the beginning of COVID. And here we are. And like we're having our first Zoom staff meeting. And Pastor Craig can't get the camera on. And it's like very, you know, there's this lot going on. And we're all sitting there. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. And like, how are we going to get, you know, the church out to everybody? But then somebody says, hey, there's another problem. We're like, well, what's the problem? They're like, we've got some hungry kids in Bossier City. And they used to get fed, but now they're not going to. And there's some that they're used to getting meals on the weekends, but the people who were handling that can't handle it anymore because of COVID. What are we going to do? And you're sitting there with so much uncertainty. But you guys decided, no, like, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down brave. Like, if we're going to go down, I mean, are people going to still give to the mission? Are we going to be able to keep the light? All of these different things. But you decided not to shrink back. And I can remember being on that call, and it was unanimous. Nobody even questioned whether we should play it safe. Why? Because this is a culture of faith. And we step into uncertainty. We don't step back. We don't step back and try to figure out, oh, is it going to be all right? Instead, we step with faith into uncertainty. And why do we do that? Because we want to leave a legacy of faith. And you cannot leave a legacy of faith unless you are willing in time. Times of uncertainty to take a step of faith forward and to continue to be who God is calling you to be.
And really having a design for uncertainty is really having a design for life, right? Because that's what so much of life is, as Destiny said. And so we have to have that design of a legacy of faith. But here's the second thing that we can always design in uncertainty, and that is a legacy of kingdom. Now, here's the reality that we know. There is a king. Every kingdom has a king. And what that king says matters more than anything else. And we are a part of his kingdom. we are not on this earth building our own kingdom. We are part of his kingdom. And that's why when the disciples asked Jesus, they said, teach us how to pray. And Jesus says, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is what it takes to leave a legacy of kingdom, is when we invite God's kingdom to invade our space and invade this place so that he can move in us and move through us so that the kingdom of God can be advanced in the earth. This is a kingdom mindset that we're talking about. It's very easy to fall into a church mindset, that everything begins to operate within the four walls of this confined. But here in North Point, we've decided, no, that's not the way that we're going to live. We're going to live with a kingdom mentality. Why? Because we want to leave a legacy of kingdom. That's why people get surprised here when they come, because we're always cheering for all the other churches in our city, and we're always talking about how awesome they are. And when you come to Growth Track, we'll say, hey, if you're not a good fit here, tell us what you're looking for. We're going to help you find the best church for you. And people get a little freaked out because they're like, I didn't know it was supposed to work like that. Well, it doesn't work that way if all you're focused on is your church. But whenever you're focused on the kingdom, you realize you've got a lot of amazing churches in Bossier City, and we're going to cheer for all of those churches doing amazing things in the city. That is a kingdom mentality. And if you want to leave a kingdom legacy, you've got to live a kingdom life. That's why we often say here, right? We're not a Sunday church. We are a Monday church. Because it's not about what happens here on Sunday if what happens on Sunday is not impacting and influencing your Monday. If we aren't taking what we are learning and hearing and experiencing in this place and taking it into our week, then we are missing the point. But you have people in this community like Danny and Lindsay Martin, who begin to hear about this mission, who begin to get inspired, and then they take a step of faith with a kingdom mentality, and they adopt 5 teenage boys. Right. Right. Amen. God bless them. You have people in our community like Ben and Katrea Williams opening a kids' college to give kids a chance to live a different life. That's not a Sunday experience. That is a life transformation experience that is happening outside of here. We have so many amazing business owners in here who are developing and growing up people who are living by mission and values. Carl and Pam McBeth. We got Daniel Madry in the room today, former staff member here, who is now, his company is training thousands of youth pastors. The largest youth pastor conference in America. He is now hosting that conference to equip and train youth pastors and youth ministers, not just in America, but truly around the world. That's not a Sunday mentality. That's an everyday kingdom mentality. But you know what that requires? Stepping out in faith into the uncertainty. And we step out because there is a king, and because we want to expand his kingdom on the earth. That's the only way we get to live a legacy of kingdom.
And then there's the legacy of community. The legacy of community. And community is important for human beings all around the world, no matter where they are. But when we talk about kingdom community, there's a couple things that are a little bit different. And one is the kingdom view of time. So God calls us to look at our time together a little bit different. And that impacts how we deal with community. So we are a community that has a lot of military, a lot of people who are moving from one place to another place. We have a lot of people in different industries that are a little bit transient. And we've made a decision as a community that time is not going to be the factor when it comes to investing into relationships. So if you're here for 3 weeks or you're here for 30 years, we want to lean into community with you. You're valuable. You're important. You have something to give, and we want to lean in with you, because some of the most incredible connections I've ever made. We only had coffee one time. But they were on mission and I was on mission. And they encouraged me. And they are part of my community forever. Because we know this. We don't get to do life with people. I love Daniel and Ellis. That's his amazing wife. He married, like, yes. But I love them. I adore them. He was the first person that I wanted to hire. I told him that long before I had a job to hire him for. But I told him when he came, we will not do life together. We will do a season together. Because that's just the way that it works. And if we understand that, then we are willing to lean into every relationship that's in our life for this moment. There was this crazy time where I realized that every time we come into this place, that it's a different group of people. Now, hear me out. We never have the exact same group of people in here, ever. There's always somebody not, or there's a new person who's come in, and it was that moment where I just went, this is just a river that I get to be a part of, and it's moving, and it's flowing, and that's what community really looks like. It's not a pond where it's nice and safe, and where everything is static for here and forever. It rather is this beautiful river where we get to encounter seasons with different people. But if we think that way, then we can leave a legacy of community everywhere we go.
You know, leaving a legacy of faith and leaving a legacy of kingdom and leaving a legacy of community, we have to have a commitment to live that in order to really leave that. And it's one thing to talk about this. It's another thing to even preach this. But yet, it's something completely separate whenever we have to really live this out in our lives. And right now, Destiny and I are standing in a moment. We are standing in a moment that we believe that God is calling us to step into a brand new season. And we can't stand here and talk about and preach about these things if we are not willing to live these things out in front of you. And it's been several months now that Destin and I began to feel God stirring our heart for a new season. And we believe that God is stirring our heart and leading us into a season of empowering, equipping, training, and developing leaders around the world. Now, we are going to be able to make this step into that and yet step into a new place within this community, because at the end of this year, we are going to step aside as the lead pastors here at North Point Community Church, and we're going to step into a new role in this community that we're calling leadership pastors. We're still going to be able to preach on a regular basis, still have a voice in shaping North Point Community Church. And the only way that those two things are going to be possible, that we're going to be able to step into the new that we believe God is calling us into and yet still be a part of this thing that is so vitally important and precious to us, is because Dr. Denny and Dr. Sarah Duran, the lead pastors at SCC, are going to also be taking over as the lead pastors here at North Point Community Church. And we've been in relationship and in ministry with them for so long. And because they are going to be stepping in as the pastoral and leadership oversight of this campus, it's going to free up the time that we need to step into what God is calling our family into.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some things that are not going to change. And one of those things is we're going to stay on mission. Another thing that's not going to change is our commitment to the schools. Denny, Rodney, and Sarah are so excited about what is happening in Bossier City. They are committed to eliminating school poverty here by making students, restoring dignity to students and making teachers into heroes. They are behind that vision 100%. They're so excited to see what God can do because we are better together. And this is a moment where we have said a lot of things for almost 11 years. We have said that we are people who are kingdom people. We have said that we are people who want to walk by faith. We've said that we're willing to walk into the unknown. Now we get to do that together. Because we're not just walking into something new and being like, see ya. We're walking into something new together. We're walking into something new with you. Because God's opening opportunities for Philip right now in a very, very real way in some very, very dark rooms. His ability to teach leadership and to help people to break down life into very easy steps that we all enjoy on Sundays. It's opening up doors for him to walk into businesses and speak in front of people who are never going to come here, as much as we want them to. But we're a Monday church. So if that's what God's calling us into, we're willing to go. And God, over the last year, it's been phenomenal. He's started to open these doors in a new way for Philip and I together to train pastors in Asia and in Europe, but also across the United States. We're kingdom people, right? And if that's where he needs us, we're going to go. What's so beautiful is that as we processed this and we knew that this was God's call, God provided a way for us to continue to have this be our home church. And that is a gift. Because we want to continue to be a part of the legacy that together we are leaving in this community.
Yes. Now, I do want to be clear. This is not a church merger, okay? Our staff here is going to stay exactly as it is. The budget is going to stay here. They will stay two separate entities. We're just going to operate under one common vision of reaching this area for the cause of Christ. And here's what I want you to know. You know, we've been talking for 11 years about how this church is not about us. It's not about us. This church is about this community. It's about the impact that we can make here in this area. And we know that we're a part. We're a part of a big global church. Right. We are just one location. We are just one entity of this massive thing that is happening around the world. And we just have an opportunity right now. We have an opportunity to show that we don't just have house habits, we actually live by those habits. That we actually live, we live by the habit of we live on. That we live on through the uncertainty and we live on through the difficulty and we live on through the adversity. We live on through whatever life brings because that's the kind of people that we are. That we love big, that we lean in. We lean into scary situations. We lean into the answer. That's who we are. We are people that lean in. And we lead out. We lead out into transition because we always know on the other side of transition is transformation. So we lead out into transition because we want the transformation that takes place in that season. That is who we are. And mainly we're people that stay on mission. And it doesn't matter what changes and what stays the same. This is who we are. We are people that stay on mission. We keep our eyes focused on Jesus because he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And it is not about what we are trying to build. It's about what he is trying to build. And if he is shifting and moving, then he is shifting and moving for a purpose. So when we say every Sunday here that the best is yet to come, that's not a slogan that we think is cute. That's not a slogan that we think is really uplifting at the end of service. We say that because we believe that at the very bottom of our heart. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come for you. The best is yet to come for your family. The best is yet to come for North Point Community Church. The best is yet to come for my family, because that is what we believe. The best really is yet to come. And that's what we know. And that's what we believe. So we are stepping into the uncertainty. We are stepping into the uncertainty. Why are we doing that? Because if we don't live what we preached, who are we? Who are we if we don't live what we have preached and what we have taught and what we have encouraged you to build your life on? Who are we if we don't live by faith? Who are we if we don't live kingdom? Who are we if we don't live community? And if we are going to leave it, then we have to live it, and we must choose to live it in every single season of our lives.
I'm going to ask the band to come out, because we're going to end this by singing together. You know, there's an Old Testament story of a people who was kind of in the middle of a big transition. The children of Israel had been slaves for 400 years, and then they wandered a wilderness for 40 years. That's just a lot, right? And then they were walking finally like into their promised land, and there was so much uncertainty. And it's a wonderful story for us, because life is just a series of transitions. And life is a series of moments where we walk into uncertainty. And I love the words that God spoke to Joshua in the middle of this. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And from the time I was a little girl, my parents would speak this scripture, and they would say, hey, this is for you too. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, as a community, there's been one song that's kind of been our anthem. And it's one of my favorite songs, because it starts off with acknowledging who God is, that there's nobody like him. There's no one like our God. But then it ends with a prayer for God to lead us to people around us in his love. And then it goes on to say a declaration, and you know how we love declarations here. That I, not just we, but I will build my life upon his love, because it's a firm foundation. It's a secure foundation. It's the only secure foundation. And because that's where I've built, I'm not going to be shaken. Oh, I might have sadness, or I might have to process some things, or I might have to do this or that, but see, I won't be shaken. That's not being shaken. I will go through ordinary things like transition in an extraordinary way. Will you stand with me? This is what I just want to ask. I want to ask, can we sing this together this morning? As just like a renewed commitment that this is just who we're going to be. That this is how we're going to live. This is how we're going to love. Sing for us, Haley.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you.
Holy Spirit, thank you for being here and doing what only you can do. Thank you for speaking to hearts and minds, for reassuring those in this room who've been through some tough transitions in their life, and when they hear the word transition, it's just a lot. Thank you for being here with them. Lord, thank you for being here with all of us. Thank you for the peace of this moment. It's a gift. Lord, we want to follow you. We want to be people who follow you. So continue to teach us every day what that means, and we'll continue to walk into that uncertainty, letting you lead us in your love to those around. Just keep your heads bowed. If this morning you're here and you don't know Jesus, I want you to know he's worth everything. And maybe you're just here and you're just, maybe even you're just hoping that this could be true. I want you to know that's enough of a first step. But he is trustworthy. I have watched what happens when people choose to build their life on his love. Things are not perfect. They go through tough stuff, but they go through it different. So today, if you want to meet Jesus, I want you to know that he already knows you real well. And he's willing to take your hand and teach you every day what it is to follow him. Every day for the rest of your life. If that's you, if you just say, I want to meet Jesus. There isn't a magic prayer, but you can just ask him right where you are. You can say, I want to follow you. That's all you have to tell him. Just, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. And this whole community is ready to rally around you and show you the way and do it with you and celebrate you. You walked into the right place this morning. Thank you, Father, for the hearts that you're turning to you today. Teach us all how to follow you better. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.